A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night, the Marlins and the Nationals opened up a three-game series at Marlins Park, their final meeting of the 2017 season series. It was a matchup between A.J. Cole and left-hander Adam Conley. And with a recap, as always, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, for the Marlins, the frustration continues. They lose to the Nationals 7-2 tonight. They have now lost seven of their last eight, and the formula somewhat similar to what we've seen of late. The bat's very quiet, shut down by an opposing pitcher who had not really had a ton of success heading into the ball game. Tonight, A.J. Cole, who was 1-4 as a big leaguer this year, he was able to make it through 5 2/3, and he picks up his second win of the season. Nats win it 7-2. Marlins struck first against Cole in the bottom of the first after Adam Conley had worked a 13-pitch 1-2-3 top of the inning. D. Gordon led off the bottom of the first with a single. He stole second, went to third on a throwing error by the catcher, Matt Wieters. So D was at third with nobody out. Giancarlo Stanton worked a walk. Marlins at the corners for Christian Yelich.
Here's the pitch, and there's a ground ball out near second, diving for it. Turner, he gets it to Murphy for one. And then they throw it into the dugout, trying to get two. A run scores. Gordon home from third. And the Marlins have a 1-0 lead.
That was the second error in the inning. But after Marcelo Ozuna struck out and JT Realmuto walked, Marlins couldn't cash in anymore. Derek Dietrich, a fly ball to center. Cole got out of the inning, allowing just the one run. There was a hit. There were a couple of walks. There were a pair of errors. It was a 32-pitch inning for A.J. Cole, but the Marlins managed only the one run. That lead wouldn't last long. In the top of the second, Conley led off allowed a leadoff double to Ryan Zimmerman. Man, it's second, nobody out for Anthony Rendon.
Here's the 0-1. And Rendon powers a ball high into the air to left center. Back toward the Clevelander. Ozuna looking, it's gone. A two-run homer. And just like that, the Nationals have a 2-1 lead here in the second. A double and a home run
for Rendon, number 23 on the season, his second against the Marlins. We've talked a lot this year about how good the Marlins outfield has been offensively. Ozuna, Yelich, and Stanton, hands down, no matter the category, the best offensive outfield in Major League Baseball in 2017. They can flash some leather, too, and they did just that in the top of the third. Leading the inning off, Trey Turner testing Yelich. Payoff pitch again, and Turner gets into one, drives him toward the home run sculpture. Deep left center, Yelich at the wall, leaps and catches it. Up against the wall, just to the left of the home run sculpture. Great play, Christian Yelich, robbing Turner of extra bases. It's a Gold Glove play by a Gold Glove Award winner, Christian Yelich. We'd like to think that Giancarlo's got a Gold Glove in his future, and he showed us why with Howie Kendrick batting next. Six of Kendrick's guys went out towards shallow right center, drawing a crowd. Stanton slides, and he makes a catch. Wow! With D. Gordon racing back, Yelich coming over, Stanton sprinting in, slid under it. Another great defensive play. Those two catches back-to-back are Move of the Game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. So after those two catches, Daniel Murphy stepped to the plate saying, where do I have to hit one to make sure nobody catches it? Now a high fly ball deep to right off Murphy's bat. Stanton won't catch this one. It's into the bullpen. Daniel Murphy's hit the Nationals' second home run of the night, his 21st of the season, and it's 3-1 Washington. Adam Conley would be gone after four innings tonight. He allowed three runs on four hits, a couple of walks, a couple of strikeouts. Those two homers through 81 pitches, 50 strikes. Javi Guerra came out of the bullpen to pitch the fifth and the sixth, worked a couple of scoreless innings. Marlins got a run back in their half of the fifth. Compliments of Giancarlo.
Here he clobbers one high into the air down the right field line. Racing over Worth at the fence. Worth looking up. It is a fair ball, and it's up, up and away, and a home run for Giancarlo. Number 53. The only question was whether or not it would stay fair. Giancarlo has hit number 53. A solo blast here in the fifth off A.J. Cole.
It is the 27th 53 home run season in Major League Baseball history. Stanton now leads the majors with 112 runs batted in. But 3-2 is as close as the Marlins would get in this ballgame. A.J. Cole would get through 5 2/3, left after allowing two runs, one earned on five hits. He walked four, struck out five, served up the Stanton homer, through 100 pitches, 63 strikes. The Nationals broke it open against Harlan Garcia in the seventh. Garcia got the first man, Matt Wieters, but then an infield hit by pitch hitter Rowdy Reed, his first big league hit in just his second major league appearance. Then Garcia walked Trey Turner, and he walked Howie Kendrick. So suddenly the Nats had him loaded for the always dangerous Daniel Murphy. 1-2 pitch. Murphy drives one toward the gap left center. This is big, big trouble. One hop up over the wall into the Clevelander, ground rule double. 5-2 Nats. Marlins caught a break with that ball going over the wall for the ground rule double. Otherwise, three runs would have scored. It's a two-run double, a three-hit, three-RBI night for Daniel Murphy, and the Nats were in command at 5-2. At that point, Garcia done. Dustin McGowan out of the bullpen. He struck out the first man, Ryan Zimmerman, then had a chance to escape the inning if he could get Anthony Rendon. The 1-1, and Rendon lines one to left. That's a fair ball. Going to scoot into the corner and bring home two more Nationals runs. In from third, Kendrick. From second, Murphy. A two-run double for Anthony Rendon. The Nats have busted it open, 7-2. And 7-2 is how this one would end. Matt Albers got the last out in the sixth inning. Brandon Kinstler, scoreless seventh. Ryan Madsen worked the eighth. And Sean Doolittle worked around a leadoff walk, struck out a pair in a 1-2-3 ninth inning that culminated with Alejandro Diaz going over the wall in left field to rob Tyler Moore of a pinch hit two-run homer. There was some great defense in this game tonight. A great play by Rendon to get Stanton in the seventh inning for the Nationals. A very good play at first base by Ryan Zimmerman to rob Derek Dietrich in the sixth inning. But particularly on the Marlins side, you heard the two catches from Turner and on Turner and Kendrick made by Yelich and Stanton in the third inning. Miguel Rojas had an outstanding night defensively, robbing Howie Kendrick with a diving play in the first inning tonight, robbing Jason Worth with another spectacular play in the seventh. D. Gordon made a leaping catch on a line drive in the ninth inning. Very good night defensively for the Marlins, but unfortunately, the bats again quiet, and the Marlins fall to the Nationals 7-2. For Washington, 7 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors, 5 men left. For the Marlins, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They leave 7. A.J. Cole, the winning pitcher, 2-4. Adam Conley takes the loss. He's 6-7 on the season. Time of the game, 3 hours, 10 minutes, in front of 17,349. The Nationals improved to 83-54 on the season. They're now 43-27 on the road. You know, the Marlins are losers in 7 of their last 8. They dropped to 67-70, now 36-33 here at Marlins Park. The Nats have a magic number of 10 to clinch the NL East.
Nationals over the Marlins 7-2 in Game 1 last night. Game 2 comes your way tonight at 7:10. Your matchup on the mound at Marlins Park tonight, Odrysimer Despaigne versus Steven Strasburg. We'll be on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.